It's time to meet the next generation of Columbus Blue Jackets. This is the Pipeline Podcast, presented by Ruoff Mortgage. Let's see who's coming down the pipeline today with your host, Dylan Tyer.
What's going on, Blue Jackets fans? It is great to be back with you for another edition of the Pipeline Podcast. This week, getting to know a new Blue Jackets prospect in Tyler Pettle. Before we get into a little bit more on Tyler, I just want to say, I can't believe we're almost done with the Pipeline Podcast this year. To me, it feels like I haven't done very many episodes of the show, but you go back and look at the catalog, we've recorded the normal number of episodes this season, so it's almost unbelievable. This season has just flown by. And while I say the Pipeline Podcast is almost over this year, I suppose I just mean our player interviews and get-to-know-yous. With the Blue Jackets having a prospective high pick in 2024, we will be doing the usual draft prep and draft preview, so you do have that to look forward to. But as far as it goes with the player interviews, just a couple of more this season. Like I mentioned, this week, we are going to get to know Tyler Pettle. He has the very unique designation of being the final pick in the 2023 NHL entry draft. The Blue Jackets traded back into the seventh round to draft him 224th overall. So what does that tell you? They liked something about Tyler Pettle. They liked him enough to trade back into the draft and pick him with the final pick in 2023. Tyler also has a pretty interesting background. His dad is a longtime coach in Nova Scotia. He was the number two overall pick in the QMJHL draft by Drummondville. He played two full seasons with them before being actually traded to St. John about halfway through this season. It's no secret, Tyler has had a slow start to his year this year, 14 points in his first 37 games with Drummondville, but his game really came alive when he got traded to St. John, 18 points in 28 games to end the season with the Sea Dogs, 11 goals and 7 assists, and his team actually snuck into the Q playoffs this year. He's going to have a first-round matchup with the team that traded him, Drummondville, so he's very motivated for that. We'll get to it in just a few moments. But just overall thoughts on Tyler. I'm interested by the player. He's got good size, 6'1", 207 pounds. He's 19 years old, so a pretty young guy. Still plenty of room to develop. And he's got that pedigree, like I said. His dad is a longtime coach, a bit of a hockey nerd, and he was the number two overall pick in the QMJHL draft. So there's lots of skill in there. He's just trying to unlock it right now. We'll see if it comes out in the QMJHL playoffs, because something tells me the postseason suits the style of player that Tyler Pettle is. How about we don't waste any more time? Tyler Pettle's going to tell you what type of player he is. Let's get to it right now. Without further ado, Blue Jackets prospect and St. John Sea Dogs forward Tyler Pettle. You have kind of a unique background with a dad that's been coaching hockey forever. It's unlike a lot of other Blue Jackets prospects that I've talked to. So I imagine getting into hockey when you were a little kid was pretty much in your blood. But can you tell me how you started out?
Yeah, I mean, I live in a small town in Anganish. I mean, like you were saying, I mean, my father has a background with hockey. He's been coaching at St. Evex University for a while now. So when I was younger, I mean, they knew I was going to get into hockey regardless, with him coaching and stuff. But I mean, just growing up in a small hockey town where kind of everything revolves around St. Evex and the hockey there. And I mean, that's just kind of where I found a passion for the game, at a young age. And it just really grew on me ever since. And I mean, I've loved it since a young age, just because of little things like that. Right.
How old were you when you started skating?
Oh, I was young. I'd say when I just started skating and stuff, I would have probably been 4 or 5.
Were you living and breathing hockey from an early age, or were you interested in some other sports too?
I mean, I was always living and breathing hockey. That was always my main sport. But I said kind of earlier in the year last year that I played softball a lot in the summers. That was a thing I did in just the off season with my buddies, all the guys who kind of we on the ice, big group on the ice. We all wanted to get into something off the ice, and we didn't really have baseball around town, so we like had a provincial softball team, so it was pretty cool.
All right, that does sound interesting. Yeah. So no baseball, just softball.
No baseball. Softball is just big there. Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird situation, but I mean, it was fun. So.
All right, so you mentioned university hockey being a big thing in the town that you grew up in, but nowhere close really to an NHL team. So who was your team growing up?
I mean, my team growing up was Pittsburgh. Okay. I was a huge Crosby fan growing up, just, you know, the Nova Scotia background stuff. And but yeah, I mean, growing up, obviously nowhere near an NHL team, like you said, but it would have been just kind of Pittsburgh based off of Crosby. I mean, when I was a kid, I just idolized him, like looked up to him so much. So it was, yeah.
Would you characterize yourself as a hockey nerd? Like, were you watching games all the time growing up or not so much?
I wouldn't say I was a hockey nerd. I mean, I love to watch, but I wasn't like staying up like late at a young age, like to watch games. Like I was just, it just depended on the situation. But I mean, I'd say I was in the mix, but I wasn't like overboard. You know what I mean?
Sidney yeah. Crosby was your guy. What about some other players in the league that you looked up to, or was it just Sidney Crosby for you?
I mean, at that age, like I was so young, I didn't know a lot of players. It was just Crosby. I mean, obviously as MacKinnon came along, just kind of like another Nova Scotian background, I think he was a big one. And one time I was younger, I met him in the, like got a picture with him in the local subway in Antigonish. So, I mean, it's another reason why I was like, oh, like look up this player too. But I mean, yeah, just when I was at a young age, I mean, all I really knew like was like big names like Crosby and guys like Ovechkin and stuff like that. But I really looked up to Crosby. And then when Nathan MacKinnon came into the league too, I was really focused on him too.
Before we go any further, because a couple of my other questions are going to be based off of this, can you describe yourself as a player for Blue Jackets fans listening right now? Like you're playing.
Yeah, of course. I think I'm a big power forward, likes to score goals, likes to play a hard, physical, aggressive game. I think that's a big part of who I am as a player now. My work ethic and my style of play, like hunting the puck and body checks and things like that. Just I'm an energy player, and I think I can shoot the puck really well, and I have a good set of hands on me where I can find openings on the ice with the puck. And yeah, I mean, I just overall, I think I'm just kind of a big shooter power forward. So
the reason that I ask that is because I'm always curious players that you watch nowadays, because there are so many different unique styles in the National Hockey League. Who are the guys that you look at and say, yeah, I want to be like him?
Well, obviously, I mean, you have your big names, but I feel like there's other guys who I've been really paying attention to the last couple of years. You have the Tkachuks, and you have Josh Anderson. It's a player who I've really tried to play like at points, and his style. He's a big forward. He likes to shoot the puck. He's tough. He works hard. Like just little things like that, right?
At what point did you think to yourself, or maybe realize that you could take hockey somewhere, that you wanted to take it a little bit more seriously?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, even from starting at a young age, you have aspirations of getting drafted in the NHL, making the NHL. That's always the end goal, and it always stays like that. But I feel like as time goes on, and the better you're playing, and kind of just yourself, like you're standing out and stuff, I think you realize it more. Obviously, it's hard for me. I'm in a small town. You don't really know like it's how big everything else is out there till you get out there, right? So I think kind of towards my like Bantam, and after Bantam, I was really like kind of really like, okay, like this could go somewhere and stuff. And that's when I left that year to go off to Shattuck St. Mary's in Minnesota. So that was an awesome experience too.
All right, perfectly bringing me into my next question. How did that happen? Was it just following in the footsteps of Sidney Crosby, another guy from Nova Scotia that went there, or was it completely different for you?
Me and my family knew about that. We knew the whole thing, the whole story there. But I feel like for me, I just wanted to kind of get some exposure out of my hometown and get into another spot. And I feel like going to the States was a good decision for me, just because it can kind of get you both sides, the college, the NCAA side, and then you have the QMJHL side on this side. So I feel like that was a big step for me in my career, just kind of making a jump. And I know obviously it's hard to move away at 15 years old to another country, especially during the COVID pandemic, but it was really worth it. And it was an eye-opening experience.
What about it was eye-opening for you?
The whole thing, just going there. I mean, I never got to tour it before I ended up like saying I wanted to go there. So I seen the whole thing like straight up when I got there, and it's the facilities, the campus is just next level. It's hard to describe. I mean, how it is, it's a crazy place. I mean, what they do there with the players, the development they do, the extra rinks they have just for skills and stuff like that. It's crazy. It's next to none, honestly.
How do you think that experience shaped you as a player?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, like, obviously moving away at a young age, like, you got to learn some independency, and I feel like that's something that was obviously a tough challenge, like, just kind of learn how to be independent and stuff. And I mean, working that out with your game, obviously, when you're going through a tough time, tough slopes, like ups and downs and adversity, you got to handle that. Obviously, you can bounce stuff off with your coaches and like your teammates, but it's harder when your family's not there and you're gonna call them about this stuff. And obviously, there's things like that's a struggle, but you gotta get used to it and you gotta learn from it. And I feel like it was a huge thing for me in my career. I mean, it just taught me things that I've never learned about my game, and helped me with stuff that I needed to help to get to the next level. So,
So you went to Shattuck St. Mary's, and you had
yeah.
mentioned earlier just the possibility of, hey, maybe I go the college route, maybe I go to the Q. You were obviously a very high pick, second overall into the QMJHL, but was college hockey a serious consideration for you?
Big time. Big time. Going into the draft, I was 50-50 the whole time. Me and my family, we didn't really know what we were gonna do. It was a tough decision we had to make together, but college was 100% a legitimate thing I was really considering doing, I think. And thanks to moving away to the States for a year, that possibility opened up. So
How did you make that decision? How'd you come down to it? Because you, like you said, 50-50 throughout the whole thing.
I honestly, like, it was tough. Like, we were sitting there, my family did it for days and days, and I think eventually we just kind of weighed everything out, and then they wanted me to be closer to home and stuff, and we felt like the CHL was an awesome league to join, and I mean, it's been great. Like, obviously, there's been some ups and downs, and like, there is in everyone's career, but you just learn from them.
I know there are CHL teams in the United States, but that whole league is kind of an unknown to North Americans, I feel like. So can you take me through that whole process and being drafted?
Yeah, it was a pretty crazy experience. I mean, for one, it was online, right? It was because they normally do it in person. They do it like they host at a rink or something, but it was online because the COVID pandemic. But I mean, it was a great experience. I mean, we didn't know fully where I was going to go either, so I think the anticipation was a cool part of it too. And just sitting there and getting to celebrate that at home with my family was something really special that I'll never forget.
What was the biggest adjustment in moving on to major junior? Was there not that big of an adjustment?
No, there was. I feel like, obviously, like, I was always a bigger kid. So size and stuff, and like change of speed and pace, is that's something difficult. But I feel like for me, it was more the mental aspect. I feel like that was hard to get used to, just kind of dealing with the ups and downs, the adversity of going through slumps and not playing how you want to. I think that was probably the biggest thing for me to adjust to, because I really never had to adjust to that when I was away from my midget year or in Bantam.
So you play a couple seasons in Drummondville, then comes NHL draft eligibility. So take me through the whole process leading up to the draft, like combine, interviews, that whole thing. What was that like for you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's stressful times. It's fun times. I mean, you would never want to not be in that situation, and so grateful I was in that situation. But obviously, it's stressful, right? You get anxiety about it and stuff. But I mean, it was combine, all that stuff. The interviews, like, awesome experience. Like, there's it's that stuff left me speechless. Like, seeing how professional it is, and that it's just a step up from everything I've ever done. I mean, that's the big thing I've seen from it. But overall, like, it was a great experience. Obviously, there's things that can get you worried about it. You don't want to get grilled too hard, right? Sometimes. But no, I mean, it was awesome.
Did you get asked any crazy questions that you remember?
No, nothing crazy. Everything was pretty good. I think it's been gone around where it's like Montreal asked about, obviously, like, the animal you'd be. I think everyone knows about that now. That's been going around everywhere, but there was nothing crazy. Like, we everyone I knew that question was coming because everyone talked about it before it happened. So
So what animal were you?
what did I say? I said it was a barracuda.
Okay, why?
I don't even remember. I think I said, because, like, they're really speedy, aggressive, and agile or something. Like, that's what I said. Yeah, because they're fast and aggressive, and that's kind of what I said. I didn't want to be like, oh, a lion or a bull or something like that. A bull would have been a good, like, I would have said a bull, but again, I thought maybe if I went something out of the ordinary here, they'd like that. So
No, it's unique. I like it too.
yeah,
I
that's
think you
yeah,
don't
that's what
often
it
hear
is.
somebody say that.
Yeah.
You have the very unique designation of being the final pick of the 2023 NHL draft. And on top of that, the Blue Jackets traded back into the draft to select you with that pick. So what was that like for you waiting there that entire day? And then finally you hear your name called.
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously like going to the draft, it's an unreal experience, and you're so lucky to be there. Obviously that what happened, like sitting there the whole time, that was obviously pretty tough. Like that's adversity, like we're talking about, and it's a mental game really sitting through that. But I mean, it's crazy how things work out. Obviously when it came down to those last couple picks, I didn't think much of it. I thought like I was just I slipped through. And even when Columbus traded, like I knew Columbus liked me. We had a lot of conversations, stuff, and a lot of good talks, but still didn't think much of it. So like all I really heard was my name, and that was kind of when everything kind of went black. So
have you had time to reflect on it? I mean, you get thrown into the fire right away. You go to development camp, then you go to Traverse City. You're getting ready for your season in the queue, but have you had time to reflect and really think about what that means to you, that you did go through that adversity, but it worked out in your favor in the end?
100%. Oh, yeah. I've had tons of time to just kind of sit down and think about that. I mean, everything happens for a reason, I believe. I mean, just I've thought about it a lot at times, like just like how it happened, how everything worked out. So it's pretty crazy to think about it. But I mean, it's again, like can't ask for much more. Like that's awesome. So
when the draft is over, you pretty much go immediately to Blue Jackets development camp in Columbus. Logistically, did you have time to go home or did you go straight to Columbus?
No, I went straight to Columbus. Yeah.
All right. So how does it work? I'm curious. Do you have like all your gear with you at the draft? Do you get it shipped from home to meet you in Columbus? How did that work out?
It just depends on the team you go to, right? So Columbus right away. So we didn't have my gear up and we couldn't get it up. So that's where at dev camp, I wasn't wearing like my gear. I was wearing new gear.
Yeah. Okay.
Like it was tough, but like it wasn't that bad adjusting to it, but it was a pretty funny story actually. So, but I mean, like, yeah, you didn't have much time to adjust to it, but like, I just brought my, I wanted to bring my gear up, but I guess like we were just going to ship it up and we couldn't. So it's a tough break, but I had it up for training camp. So it's good news.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What was development camp like? Because I think the Blue Jackets do a good job of, you know, doing some things away from the rink that get you guys feeling like you're part of the organization. So what was it like to be in Columbus with all those other prospects?
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome. I mean, getting to meet some of the guys, getting to see some old friends, obviously, like Whitelaw, and they did a great job. I mean, it was really fun first pro experience. I mean, obviously, it's not long. It's only 4 or 5 days, but it's great. I mean, you get a lot of ice sessions in. You get some stuff off the ice. Like you said, we went to an MLS game or the Pro Soccer League. So that was pretty awesome. And I mean, yeah, it was a great experience, honestly. Like,
what about Traverse City? Because then you get another experience to actually wear the Blue Jackets uniform for the first time. You're playing against other top prospects with all these guys that you hope to be on the Blue Jackets with someday. So that's another unique thing that the Blue Jackets get to do. How was that experience for you?
That was awesome. First, I mean, obviously it's first experience, like putting a jersey on stuff. I mean, you can't ask for anything more. Like that's a crazy experience. I mean, it's a dream come true since you were a kid. Like you would never expect that where you are today, just from what you were doing when you were 6 or 7. It's crazy. And I mean, obviously, like that was Traverse was awesome time. It was fun with all the guys. And no, I mean, it's great experience, like you were saying, just getting to put that jersey on and go out and play my game. I mean, that was the best part, right? So
all right, let's fast forward a little bit from there and go into your season this year in the QMJHL. You actually got traded from Drummondville to St. John. So what was it like to get dealt? Because it doesn't happen all the time in the CHL.
No. I mean, obviously it was getting dealt. I mean, it's a good and bad, right? You have to have a fresh, like new start. I mean, that's a good part. I fresh start was good for me, I felt like, but obviously leaving the place you played 2.5 years for is it's tough. Obviously, like you made a lot of memories there, a lot of good friends, and I think what made it easier was one of my teammates that I played with for the whole year, and then the year before, Drew Elliott got traded there a couple of days before, so it definitely made it a lot easier going to St. John. And I mean, like I said, it's a fresh start for, it was a fresh start for me, and I felt like that's what I needed. So
yeah. What is that transition like, both on the rink and away from the ice?
Yeah, obviously it's my first time doing it, so I wasn't no expect, but honestly off the ice, like, the guys are great. We have a great group of guys. It's coaches are awesome, and on the ice it's been awesome. It's been fun. Obviously we're a young team, but we're battling through adversity together, and I mean, even like I was saying, we for playoffs, we clinched playoffs the other day, which is awesome for us. So
you snuck in there at the end, which is going to be awesome. I think you finished the season on a 5-game point streak, right? So how do you feel going into the postseason right now?
I'm pretty fired up. I mean, I'm pretty excited. I mean, especially because of Drumville too. That's awesome. I mean, it's crazy. I think I don't understand how this stuff happens, but it's awesome. I'm feeling good about myself. I've been playing confident lately, and that's a big part of my game, and I'm excited to try and keep it going this week in Drummond. So
yeah, okay, you mentioned it right there. For all of our listeners that aren't aware, you're playing the team that traded you in the opening round of the playoffs, so I imagine that's got to add a little bit extra to it. But the way that you've described yourself as a player really sounds like the playoffs, the postseason, suits your game. Yeah. You've been there before, so what do you like about it?
Playoffs, everything's faster. Everything's a level up. I think that's the big part. I mean, I love the physical game. I love it when it gets gritty and guys are getting obviously pissed off and stuff. I love that stuff during the game. And when it gets more heated, it's you get more into it, right? You get on the edge of your seat, and it's fun. It's fun hockey to play. I mean, it's just go all the time. It's like, it's hard to explain it, because you want to give all you have in the regular season, but second you get to the postseason, it's like, how do you have this much more to give? Like, it's a fun time, and I'm really excited. I mean, last year playoffs was fun when we made it a couple rounds, so got some experience, and I mean, I'm just excited to get going this year, and it'll be a fun experience for sure playing the old squad. So
what's the mindset for you guys entering the postseason? It's no secret you were one of the last teams to clinch. Yeah, so you're an underdog going into it, which I'm sure is a little bit fun. Everybody in Columbus knows that anybody can beat anybody in the playoffs. The Blue Jackets ended up sweeping the Tampa Bay Lightning a few years ago. But what's the mindset for you guys?
Yeah, I think the big thing for us is control the controllables. I think our work ethic and our attitude are going to be really important. I feel like we need to just stay composed regardless of what happens. I mean, we know the team Drummond is coming into this game and this series, and what they can do. I think just controlling what we can control and our work ethic is probably going to be the biggest parts. I mean, we've been playing really well recently, so we just need to keep doing what we're doing. I think we just got to stick to the structure, and we as a team been scoring more goals lately, and our goalie's been good as always. So I think we just got to keep doing what we're doing, and we just got to go to battle. So hopefully it'll be fun.
I want to ask you a little bit about yourself away from the rink. What do you like to do in your free time?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a crazy person. I mean, in my free time, I mean, honestly, during the season, not much. Like, during the season, it's always, you're always tired when you get back to the house. So it's just school, and it's pretty plain during the season. But off the season, I mean, besides, like, obviously all the off-season training and stuff, I like to hang out with my buddies and stuff, just whatever we're going to do. I mean, there's not a whole lot to do around Antigonish at all times. I mean, there are times where we'll just go around and play some softball or something, just throw the ball around, or we'll just go like golfing. I think that's the big thing too. Like, we'll just go golfing or go to a driving range. That's fun too. Like, either way, it's just, we try and find stuff to do around there. So
what's the travel like in the queue?
It's not bad. Yeah, like when I was in Drummond, it was really good because they're a Central Quebec team. And even here, it's not bad at all. No, I think we're pretty close. I mean, we're only an hour from Moncton, a couple hours from Bathurst, a few hours from Halifax. Like, the only teams that are pretty far are like the Quebec teams. And honestly, from here, like, it's not that bad. Like, Drummond will be like I'd say 7-8 hour drive. It's not that bad. So it's.
Let's talk about Tyler Peddle on the bus then. To pass the time, what do? You playing cards with the guys, music, TV, movies? What are you doing?
I used to be a big car guy, and then I just kind of stopped. I just wanted to mind my own business sometimes. I mean, honestly, I just go on my phone, like really most of the time. Like, I'm not a big bus sleeper. I don't sleep well on buses, but I just throw my legs up and just go on my phone. It just depends. But when all the guys are talking and stuff, I'll just get up and get in the conversation. We'll have a laugh for an hour or so, and then I'll go back and lay down. So it's nothing crazy, but like not a big, used to play a lot of cards, but not anymore. So
at home, you mentioned you get home, you're tired. Are you doing anything then, or is it more of the same? Just kind of chilling.
I mean, I'm living with my buddy Drew Elliott. So we have a good time. We have fun together. I mean, it's not much to do when you're in the on season, but we find things to do, and he lives out in a good spot. So whether it's just like, I don't know, having a fire or something, or whatever it could be, watching a movie. I don't know. It's really not that crazy in the on season. Like if we have a day off, maybe we'll go to the gym or something, just do something little, but nothing crazy.
What about music with you? Are you into music at all?
Oh, I love music.
Okay, let's get into that then. Like, what are you listening to pump up for a game? What are you listening to cool down after a game?
So I love country. Love country. Rap's good. I mean, I really like everything mostly. Like, I like some like older music too, like old rock and stuff, and certain songs, and I also like Elvis Presley. He's pretty good. So I listen to him a lot. My buddy got me on him, so he's pretty good. But I mean, before games, like I just listen to kind of, not really, like it just depends. I like to wear my AirPods before games, but honestly, I listen to a lot of country. Like I throw country on before games and stuff, and sometimes just some like some rock or something just to get you going. But after games, it's just like I'm just mellowing out. Like it's just like country, straight country.
Would you say that music plays a pretty big role in your life? Like you mentioned you're a big music guy. So are you always listening?
Not always, but like, like it's huge. Like I couldn't live without music. Like, I don't think so, honestly. Like, yeah, I love music. So
where do you think that started for you?
I don't know. I have no clue. I don't know. Like since a young age, I always liked music, but I mean, it's just like, I don't know, like as I get older, like I just listen to it more and more. It's fun finding new songs and stuff, listening to older music. And like I was saying, like, just like a couple of years ago, like where I found like some Elvis Presley and stuff, but like, I really like him. So
do you ever play any instruments or anything growing up?
No.
All right. So
I stay away from that. I let the pros do it and just listen to them. I don't think it'd be any good if I got on it.
All right, fair enough. What about concerts? Are you a live music guy at all?
Yeah, I like live music. I mean, obviously, I'll get to the concert if I can, but I can't very much. I mean, last summer I went to a Cavendish Beach Festival out in Prince Edward Island. It was where Chris Stapleton was playing and stuff. That was really good. He's awesome, but I don't get to too many. I mean, it's pretty expensive, and it's also I don't like the crazy crowded area where like everyone's just bumping into each other and stuff. But I mean, I'll get to it when I can. But I mean, like I was saying, like the one I went to last year was awesome.
All right, living on your own, do you cook at all?
I can make some pretty good eggs, not gonna lie. Yeah, I've been doing that for a while, but I mean, like I can cook simple things. Like I can just make like rice and ground beef and stuff, and just essential stuff I need to eat. But I'm not Master Chef over here. Like I can make some stuff, and I definitely can't make some stuff. So,
yeah. All right. That's another thing I'm always curious about, because some guys are really into the cooking and other guys, it's just not so much.
Yeah, I can make essential stuff, but nothing crazy.
All right. The last thing I got for you, Tyler, what do your off seasons look like? Do you skate with anybody that we'd know? And what do you really just get into?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I skate with anyone like that's like huge. Like I skate with the university guys who are local guys, and some of my buddies who play in the queue here now were local guys. But like it's good. I mean, I can get on a lot at X, and it's nice. It's free ice. It's sessions. It's kind of everything there in the training, and like that's where I do all my off season. I feel like it's fun for me. I really enjoy it. Like it's just early mornings and kind of get to skate out in the noon and get out with my buddies and stuff. We can work on some stuff, do some free ice. I mean, it's a good time. So
that's your favorite thing to do over the summer. You just love getting into the hockey stuff.
I love training. I actually do. Like in the summers, it's really fun. Like, and obviously in the on season, you don't get to do it too much, but I feel like in the off season, it's nice. And it's nice to get it done early too, because you get the whole day ahead of you.
All right, Tyler. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to do this. It was great chatting with you. Congrats on you guys making the playoffs.
Thank you.
Best of luck. I'll be rooting for you guys. Hopefully the upset in round one.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So there you have it from Tyler Peddle. I'm not going to lie, I really enjoyed doing that interview with Tyler. There's just something about him, an honesty, an earnestness. Just something about Tyler Peddle that I enjoy. He seems like a good down-to-earth hockey guy. So I'm going to be rooting for Tyler. I want to see he and the Sea Dogs do good things in the playoffs. I hope they go on a little bit of a run. Obviously, he and I talked about it. They're underdogs, one of the final teams to qualify for the postseason in the Q, but I'd like to see them upset Drummondville, his old team, maybe go on a little bit of a run and surprise some people. But again, Tyler Peddle this week on the Pipeline Podcast. A huge thank you to Tyler for taking the time. A great big thank you as well to the St. John Sea Dogs Communications Department for setting that up. And of course, thank you for being with me on the Pipeline Podcast. I'll chat with you very, very soon.